Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I have a question for you guys and gals, everybody, okay? When I say guys, it's everybody. Hey, guys. How do you define a woman? What is the definition? Be nice. Be nice. No, no. Someone that yells at you and brings up the past multiple times. No, 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 no. No, just honestly, how do you define a woman? What's the definition of a woman? Be very careful with what you say. Be very careful. Nowadays, you will get canceled. Anything you say will get, I guess, blasted into infamy. But what is the definition of a woman? Here we are in 2022, and you hear, really? Is it that difficult to define a woman and a man? I guess it is. I guess we don't know how to word in this day and age what a woman is and a man. Now, you can't say somebody with boobies. No. No. Especially since men have man boobs. Can't do that. Somebody with a vagina. No. Can't say a woman is somebody with a vagina. I think we women would prefer to be identified for something more than an orifice. What's the definition of a woman? Now, this gets brought up because during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, Senator Marsha Blackburn asked her what a woman is. What's the definition of a woman? And she couldn't, I guess, answer. She said, no, I can't. And Blackburn said, you can't. She said, not in this context. I'm not a biologist. So that means the average, I'm not saying this in her defense or criticizing her, but is it really now punted to the biologists to come up with what a definition of a woman is? But during the Supreme Court nomination hearings, and she will be, she's qualified she will be obviously confirmed. But how is somebody who is going to be at such a high level in the judicial branch and in terms of our government stumbling on how to identify who she is? This is where we are today. All right, so some people say, you know what, let's just go to Webster's Dictionary, which is now Merriam-Webster. All right, let's see what they say. All right, hold on. You're going to like this one, okay? They say the definition of a woman is an adult female human being. A female member of a workforce, team, etc. A female person associated with a particular place, activity, or occupation. So they punted the woman diagnosis to female. Let the female definers define woman. Okay, so I guess that got punted. Okay, so what's the definition of a female? Well, I looked it up. They said, of or denoting the sex that can bear offspring or produce eggs, distinguished biologically by the production of gametes, ova, which can be fertilized by male gametes. And man, do those male gametes like to fertilize. I just say that. Yeah, we're very well aware of males and their gametes. that a female is also known as a female animal or plant. According to Webster, let me see if we have any more definitions here. Of that matters to a female. Well, I guess yeah. And there was something else where I thought it was very inappropriate There was something that was basically saying it was a woman that was kind of in a serving role. So I don't know. Nobody can accurately define what a female or male is, or a woman or non-woman. And I think that's a problem because we have a lot of kids that are trying to figure out what their gender is. And I get they may be cis, they may be trans, but wouldn't it help if we have some definitions? Now, if you asked me what is a woman, I'd say I learned it as somebody who was, you know, given either XX chromosomes or somebody who identifies as someone who's dynamic, intelligent, versatile, has feminine qualities, nurturing, just fantastic. I mean, am I really defining it correctly? Somebody would say, well, someone with female sex organs. No, women don't want to be reduced to somebody with a uterus and a vagina. So if we're not using the XX chromosomes and we're not using gynecological organs, then how do we identify women and men? And some of you will say, well, it doesn't matter. But it does because we have sports teams. So somebody's going to be on the women's basketball team or women's track and field. How do they qualify as a woman? What are we going to use? See, I'm starting to see a little hypocrisy here. And if we don't figure out a definition fast, everybody's going to be insulting everybody. You know, I mean, people took this multiple different ways where Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson couldn't identify a woman, said, well, I'm not a biologist. She's there because Biden said he wants to choose a black woman, which I think was very insulting. I think, you know, any one of us should have been able to black, you know, I mean, we don't need somebody decreeing that you're going to be there. But if Biden wants a black woman, then we might need a definition of a woman so Biden gets the pick he wants. You see how confusing this is? We're going to be so politically incorrect without even just trying to be progressive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. William said it's simple. The definition of a woman is one who is not a man. Okay, that, I mean, I guess, is that, I don't know, is that politically correct, politically incorrect? I don't know. What's the definition of a man? Man is something, you can't say somebody with a phallus, again, we are not reducing people to their organs. So that's interesting. What are your guys' definitions? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could do that, you could punt that. If the dictionary punted what's a woman and said it's somebody female, then I guess you could also punt it and say a woman is the opposite of a man.
I don't even know if we could say opposite anymore. A woman is, I mean, if you look at the Bible, a woman is a version of a man. You know how we have Omicron and then we have baby Omicron or stealth Omicron? right? A variant. According to the Bible, a woman is a variant of a man, right? Because Adam was created. God said, wait a second. Okay, do you even know what you're doing? Adam's like, I'm really a little misdirected here. I need some. He's like, you know what? Let's get a woman here to figure this out. Well, how do we make a woman? Well, give me one of your ribs. You want me to give you a rib? Would you like to give me another organ? You know what? Take the rib. Fine. So God then takes the rib. I think that's the way the conversation went. I'm not sure. And then he created Eve with a rib. I think it's a cool story. Probably true. I do believe the Bible. So a woman is a variant of a man. No, that's not a good definition either.
Yeah. I love men. I'm not gonna say the definition of a man is somebody who doesn't follow directions, somebody who likes their man cave, somebody who, you know, because I don't like to follow a map. I like man caves. I like sports. I mean, we could stereotype as the day is long. But what we've done in medicine, one of you had asked me yesterday, how do doctors define men and women? It's been biological this whole time because it's, and it's been also based on the organs that you have. So that female diagnosis, until we were, we would say trans and cis, we would use those, but for the most part, when we would present a patient, I have a 55-year-old female or 55-year-old woman presents, it was crucial to identify the sex because if a 55-year-old woman presented to the emergency room with abdominal bloating, then we had to think about ovarian cancer, you know, or just like, you know, a male. A male, you know, comes in with severe groin pain, can barely walk. We have to think of testicular torsion. So in medicine, we have to know what your organs are. Now, I have taught medical students as we, many said, well, what, you know, how do you present if you have a patient who's trans? You see, we have a trans gender female, a transgender male. I think eventually those terms are going to be later politically incorrect because people will say, why do they have to be labeled as trans? Why can't women and men be all in one? Just like what we're seeing with Leah Thomas and the NCAA controversy with her swimming record. Why can't she just be on the women's team and nobody notice that she's trans? That's kind of where the conversation is going. But it's an issue for the cis women who have trained their whole lives to be able to compete against each other, falling very short trying to compete against somebody who was born with the physical characteristics and sexual characteristics of a biological male. So I wish this would be a lot simpler, and it's not. And it's, you know, and you know, if you we're insulting those in the trans community as well when we just reduce, you know, if they are, I am a woman, I want to be a woman, this is who I want to be. Well, to reduce it to, yeah, but you don't have a vagina, then that's, you know, that's insulting to cis and trans women. So I wish I knew, but we do have a little problem here because President Biden has decreed that the next Supreme Court justice needs to be a black woman. And so if we don't know what the definition of a woman is and the person that was nominated cannot give us a definition, then, again, the President Biden, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. He wants a woman. So somebody needs to define a woman and then, I guess, see if that's to his liking and if that satisfies his definition. He's the president. He wants a black woman nominated.
Just like with vice president, he wanted a woman as his vice president. Maybe we need Biden to, I guess, tell us what that is then. I mean, because if you ask Kamala Harris, will Kamala Harris tell you? Because if she isn't the definition that he is, then that means she was not supposed to be chosen. I mean, you see how this starts to really get convoluted? And I don't know what to say because everything is controversy now. You know, one of you had asked when we teach children, young children, about being cis, trans, gay, anywhere on the LGBTQ or heterosexual spectrum. I thought we do that during the sex ed years, during the pre-puberty years. I didn't think we do that when they're 7 years old. Now, if parents want to have the sex talk, the birds and the bees talk with their kids, that I mean, one of them got it when he was four, because I told you, my four-year-old and my seven-year-old were giggling, after they aren't four and seven now, after one of the buddies was over for a sleepover, and that buddy had an older brother, so I guess they were talking about sex and giggling about it, so I go, well, tell me, what is it? Teach me, what is it? And their definitions were very different. And I'm like, well, this is what I know it to be. And I told, you know, and they were like, really? But, you know, sometimes the topic comes up way sooner. I did not want to have that discussion with my four-year-old. But when my four-year-old said, when I go, well, what is it? He said, well, it's when a boy sticks his blank into a girl. I'm like, okay, we need to, he's 4 years old. But that's how he interpreted it from the friend who was sleeping over telling them what it was. So, you could have the talk anytime you want. But when is it the most appropriate? I think it's when the children are going to eventually be starting to go through changes. And they are going to start having, and mind you, you could be in love with somebody ever, you know, when you're five or six or whatever. But the majority of that sort of, changes happens when they're middle school, right before and during puberty. So I think a conversation then, I'm just wondering if maybe there's a push to do it earlier. Because there's some in the field that suggest to not let a child go through puberty. So if your five-year-old child says, look, I don't want to be a boy, I want to be a girl, then there's discussions among, you know, progressives and people in the medical community if there should be hormonal interventions. My problem with that is how does a five-year-old know if they're going to want to father a child later? So there are many people who are cis, trans, LGBTQ, heterosexual, who want to have children. And so if you limit that because you want to reverse what they were biologically born with, they might come back and say, but I wanted to have kids. I've never developed testicles now to the degree I need to. So, I don't know what the answer is, but we got to figure something out. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During a day of tough questioning on Capitol Hill, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her past representation as a public defender for Guantanamo Bay detainees following the September 11th terrorist attacks.
People who were being accused by our government of having engaged in actions related to this under our constitutional scheme were entitled to representation. Individuals who were detained at Guantanamo Bay by the president could seek review of their detention. Federal public defenders don't get to pick their clients. That's what you do as a federal public defender. You are standing up for the constitutional value of representation.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said she has tested positive for COVID-19. She also said she was in meetings with President Biden, but he tested negative on a PCR test. This is USA Radio News. Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant about a month ago. The exclusion zone is the contaminated area around the plant, the site of the worst nuclear meltdown in the world back in 1986. The laboratory contained highly active samples and samples of radioactive waste that are now in the hands of the enemy, which they hope will harm itself and not the civilized world. Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another blood pressure medicine recall. Okay, I mean, this is, what's going on here? Why does this keep happening? Since 2018, over the past 4 years, we have had multiple recalls of blood pressure medication because of the detection of a possible carcinogen. Why does this keep happening? I have some ideas, but the latest is the FDA has announced Pfizer is recalling multiple lots of medications. We call it a lot when it's a grouping of those that were manufactured. There's so you could have a lot number, but we're not saying, oh, man, it's a lot, like a crap load. We're talking a lot of a generic grouping of medication or brand name. So the FDA has announced that a few are being removed because of the presence of a nitrosamine, specifically N-nitrosoquinoprim. And why? Because it's above the acceptable daily intake level. So the medications include brand name Accuretic,
as well as generic quinapril and hydrochlorothiazide and quinapril HCL hydrochlorothiazide. Accuretic is the brand name of the quinapril hydrochlorothiazide or hydrochloric acid hydrochlorothiazide. So these are made by a, I believe, a U.S. manufacturer. I don't think these are manufactured in China like some of the original ones. And they are distributed by Greenstone. And according to the FDA, they announced this a couple days ago, that the amount of nitrosamine and nitrosoquinapril was above the acceptable daily intake. Now, as we know, nitrosamines are very common in water and foods when you grill or cure meat, dairy products, vegetables. So everybody's exposed to some level. But the impurities, meaning it's an impurity, if it shows up in something that wasn't naturally made, could put somebody at increased risk of cancer, especially if they are exposed to this over long periods of time. So the problem is when you have a blood pressure medication, you know, if it's a one-off, where, you know what, I'm just taking something for, you know, some, I don't know, inflammation, I just need to take one pill and I'm good. But when you're on blood pressure medicine, you're on blood pressure medicine a lot of times for the rest of your life. So that could cumulatively add up. And this class of medication is different, a little different from the other classes of medications that had NDMA, NDEA, and remember there was multiple recalls that had to do with the nitrosamines that were N-nitrosodimethylamine or N-nitrosodiethylamine. So if you remember back in 2018, the MHRA, Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency out of the UK, picked up that NDMA, the N-nitrosodimethylamine, one very specific form of nitrosamine, was showing up after a change in the process of making Valsartan. Valsartan was Diavan, a generic form of Diavan in the ARB class. And they picked this up at one facility owned at Zhejiang Huihai Pharmaceuticals, which is a company in Linhai, China. After that, we started to see multiple recalls, so those with NDMA, NDEA, and a whole variety of ones. So nitrosamines are commonly found in foods when the preservatives, such as nitrates, react with high temperatures, like frying or stomach acid, and then with high temperatures such as frying, or they could react with stomach acid. And we have seen a cumulative concentration of nitrosamines been linked to cancer, such as nasal cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer, liver, kidney, stomach, bladder, esophagus. So I have on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on my website at drdahlia.com, the list, it's within the article that talks about it, of which Accuretic and Quinapril drugs. But the reason why I bring this up is not because I think a bunch of you are on Quinapril. I bring this up because what's next? What's the next set of medication that is going to be, you know, recalled? And why? Why does this keep happening? We've known about these nitrosamines for over 50 years. They are classified as class 1 impurities as known mutagenic carcinogens. They studied it in rats, rodent carcinogenicity, and mutagenicity data, so we know that they are issues. And so I guess, and I'm not a pharmacologist, so I can't say exactly, but I'm reading here on Contract Pharma that the sodium nitrite being used to make the sartans. Now, this might not be also used for the quinapril, but the sartans are the ARB, the angiotensin receptor blockers, like your Diavan, your Losartan, your Hyzaar, Cozaar, Avapro, gosh, which other ones am I thinking about? Yeah, the Cozaar, Avapro, there's a couple other ones that are really, really good. But and they're fantastic blood pressure medications. But they say that the pharmaceutical industry will use sodium nitrite to help manufacture these. And sodium nitrite undergoes a reaction under acidic pH, which could be our stomachs, with any amines or amides. And they could also react to anything that is in the solvent or reagents that are used for the drug. Then a chemical reaction could happen and they turn into nitrosamines. So manufacturers need to kind of figure out where in the process this is happening. To make a pharmaceutical drug, it's a very complex process because you need the chemical that actually does the job, that helps either inhibit the angiotensin renin system or, you know, whatever the pharmaceutical drug might do, whether it's an antibiotic, whether it's an erectile dysfunction medication. So what is, you need the actual chemical. But then the chemical has to be stabilized, and the chemical also has to be in a form that'll get to where it needs to. So some of you have asked, why isn't insulin oral? Insulin is a fantastic hormone for diabetes, but it's unstable in oral form. They have not been able to figure out how to get it through the stomach acid. So they tried inhaled insulin. But right now, the best way to deliver insulin is an injection. So these just like with our mRNA vaccines, in order for you to get the mRNA, it had to be in a liposome particle, you know, lined with lipids. And then there had to be a substrate that kept that lipid intact. So it's all these other things that are involved, and that's why, sadly, some of these medications can have this side effect. Now, I mean, do I think, you know, any of us got cancer if we were on blood pressure medicine? Unlikely. But it's just, why can't they figure this out? We are in year 4 of recalls due to these impurities. Is it because the manufacturing process is all of a sudden brand new? Is this a cheaper way to manufacture? Or is it because the UK health agency figured out, whoa, looks like this is what's going on? They say when sodium nitrite is used in any step of the manufacturing process of a drug substance, an extensive evaluation should be done for all the possible nitrosamines based on the starting materials, reagents, and solvents. If sodium nitrate is used upstream in the manufacturing process, steps should be taken to make sure that it is very efficiently washed out. Solvents such as DMF, like dimethylformamide, dimethylacetamide, diethylacetamide, are used in the manufacture of a drug substance. Huh. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Okay, so,
you know, we're watching, obviously, very closely what's been going on in Ukraine as we're entering almost the end of the first month of this conflict. People have been just devastated, killed, destroyed, cities destroyed. We're being told that fleeing Ukrainians are being abducted, taken to Siberia. We don't have a lot of, I guess, reporters in the area, especially in Mariupol, which has been, we've been told, like 95% destroyed. I can't verify that, but people who are from there who were interviewed said that it's almost all destroyed, but not, of course, the love and the passion of the people who live there. So some of the updates, The Russians have about 21 ships in the Black Sea, according to a senior U.S. defense official in CNN. They are launching cruise missiles from a vessel off of Crimea, just west of the city of Sevastopol. They say a convoy of 11 empty buses driving towards Mariupol to rescue fleeing Ukrainians have been commandeered by Russian forces, according to the Ukrainian government. Russians have driven the buses, along with the original bus drivers and several emergency service records, to an undisclosed location. Moscow has not,
brought down some of the rhetoric of the nukes. The Kremlin has refused to rule out using nuclear weapons. Vladimir Putin has made some threats over the war in Ukraine. This is when you see what is being done and how they are destroying cities. As I said, this war is completely evolving, and so what might have been it's just they want to take over the territory, they're just going to fight military. We saw that quickly changed, and the Russian forces under Putin are being very blatant and not precise, and they don't care who they're taking out. And kids, people in labor, people in hospitals, nursing homes. And so when there is a threat from Putin about nuclear, using nuclear weapons, I take it seriously. He might be all talk. There's a lot of people out there all talk, but this guy is sick, and what he's doing is sick. NATO, we're being told, is approving to deploy 4 additional battle groups to 4 countries. NATO leaders will approve the deployment, we're being told, in Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, and Slovakia. This is according to UN U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Julie Smith. She said they are not just national forces. They are making a series of ongoing assessment about our force posture that will take us weeks and months into the future. She says it's still an open question of how the alliance takes the NATO-Russia Founding Act, which NATO allies believes Russia is in clear violation of, and moves to its long-term posture. She said all options are on the table. So Poland's proposal for a NATO peacekeeping mission for Ukraine is not dead in the water, but allies want to know more about what Poland is suggesting here. Am I the only one looking at this going, people are dying while everybody's kind of scratching their butts trying to figure out what to do? And I know, I'm not stupid. I know many people think, look, if NATO declares war on Russia for a non-NATO country, it diminishes what NATO is. NATO is a group of, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. But if we do it for Ukraine, then are we going to do it for, Jordan? That's who's not yet a part of NATO. Or for, some of the countries in Africa. I get that if NATO does this for Ukraine, then who else are they going to be expected to do it for? I get that. But we're seeing people get killed. We're seeing the bombing. We're seeing the destruction. And I would be a lot more forceful about getting everybody out. I think we do need to help people. They are asking for help. They've been begging for help for almost a month. And you might not necessarily have to go to war with Russia, but to negotiate immediately to get people out. And if he shoots one of us, we bring the rain. We're already at war with Russia because we've already cut them off. We're not doing. They are now an enemy. We are going after Putin for war crimes the second anybody can get him. So we've already drawn our line in the sand. We're giving military equipment to Ukraine, and I don't want us to get into troops on the ground or anything like that. But I mean. People are dying, and we're like, let's send some more drones. Let's talk to Poland. People are dying in the next minute. There's going to be another shelling
of a residential complex before this segment finishes, and everybody's still, let's think about this. G7 health ministers have condemned the attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine. Now, I think that's very nice. People have condemned it. I think we've all condemned it. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra has condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin's attacks on healthcare facilities and healthcare workers. I think that's fantastic. They've condemned it, but I think the condemnation should have happened weeks ago, and now what are we going to do? The Ukrainian ambassador urges the U.N. to vote in support of resolution calling for cessation of hostilities. Are people talking to Putin? Are they asking Putin to, the problem is they're like, well, if we threaten him, then that's an act of war. Well, we didn't threaten, we just cut him off. We've cut him off. Except Europe hasn't completely because they still need the oil. That's the problem. Too many people are still dependent on him. So it's like, you know, whoever was dependent on Hitler got screwed over. Don't you realize that? You guys are going to be screwed over. It's going to hurt. No matter what, it's going to hurt. You guys are going to have fuel issues. You might not win your next election. But do you really want Putin expanding? I don't think he's going to stop with Ukraine. Now, never fear, President Biden's here. He is on his way to Europe for a NATO summit. So I'm not sure what we're going to expect from that. But he is going to Brussels for urgent talks with NATO allies. Now, I like the idea of him, you know, him getting his butt out of Delaware, which he usually visits, or the White House, and starts to kind of, you know, look presidential and come up with a plan. But if I was in Ukraine right now, I don't know what I would do. I would probably be taking up a gun and fighting to the death. Nobody's helping you. Nobody's coming to help. That's what's, you know, just like with Afghanistan. That's what I think we always thought that there's these rescue missions or there's, and trust me, our military have done amazing rescue operations and, you know, Israel and there's countries out there that, you know, when they need to, they rise to the occasion. But for a group of people being consumed, possibly being shipped to camps, we're just like 1939, 1940, 1941, where we're just talking. 1-877 Doc Belly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.